Thank you and good afternoon. Details are scarce regarding a hit-and-run collision that occurred off of Cannibal Island Road and Eel River Drive in downtown Lolita earlier this afternoon. The collision occurred between a Dodge pickup truck and a white van, and the white van fled the scene of the crash. Four of the occupants inside of the Dodge pickup truck sustained injuries ranging from moderate to major. The crash caused all lanes to be closed down and directed traffic was in effect near the collision area. The investigation into the collision is ongoing, and the California Highway Patrol is still searching for the driver who fled the scene. The California Highway Patrol is also asking for the public's help in locating another hit-and-run suspect who fled the scene after striking and killing a pedestrian Tuesday night south of Fortuna. Witnesses told CHP officers that a 2007 gray Chevrolet Tahoe was headed southbound on Highway 101 when the vehicle left the roadway. The Tahoe traveled onto the west shoulder of the highway and struck a 47-year-old man who was walking southbound. The vehicle then collided into a fence and subsequently fled the scene headed east on State Route 36. The victim succumbed to his injuries at the scene of the collision. The vehicle's license plate number is 5ZND366, and the investigation into the collision is ongoing. The victim's identity is being withheld pending notification to next of kin. A single vehicle crash near the Crescent City area Tuesday night sent the driver to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment of injuries. Shina Morrison was headed west on Kings Valley Crossroads, and as she approached Lake Earl Drive, she failed to negotiate a curve in the roadway, causing her to lose control of her vehicle. The vehicle left the roadway and struck a dirt embankment, and Morrison was ejected from the vehicle as it overturned several times before coming to rest on its wheels. Morrison sustained injuries ranging from moderate to major, and she was transported to the hospital for treatment. The Arcata Fire District responded to two fires this morning, and the fires were quickly extinguished with assistance from neighboring agencies. Arcata firefighters first responded to a vegetation fire off of Gentoli and Highway 299. Fire officials say the fire started in the area of a transient campsite, and the fire was contained within the hour. Arcata units then turned their attention to a structure fire that ignited in Trinidad, and like the vegetation fire, it was quickly detained by fire units. Law enforcement arrested three suspects in connection with the Fortuna burglary. Dan Squire has more.
Three people were arrested in connection with a residential burglary in Fortuna on Sunday night. Multiple reporting parties called 911 to report the suspicious behavior they witnessed on Cypress Loop as two men removed property from the backyard of a residence. The parties were able to provide a description of the vehicle, and a follow-up investigation on Tuesday led to a search warrant served at a residence on Summer Street. Officers contacted and arrested 31-year-old Christopher North, 59-year-old Donald Endicott, and 34-year-old Santalina Downs. All three were booked into county jail. The item stolen from the Cypress Loop house, a compound miter saw, remains missing.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka officers served four simultaneous search warrants at a residence in Fortuna on Tuesday, which resulted in two arrests and children being taken into child protective care. Officers located over 1 pound of tar heroin and cash at the residence. Law enforcement also located five children left alone with the drugs, and they were taken into child protective custody. Officers arrested 40-year-old Gilberto Garan Ramirez and 43-year-old Pedro Sieta Pozos for possession of heroin and conspiracy. They were transported to Humboldt County Jail but were later released on their own reconnaissance. Law enforcement booked Stephen Tilsner, Christina Tilsner, and Jennifer Ingiani into county jail Tuesday morning after a follow-up search warrant was served at a Myers Flat residence. With the assistance of agents from the County Drug Task Force, Humboldt deputies located components to a hash lab, along with over 580 marijuana plants, 90 pounds of processed bud, and several firearms. All three suspects were booked on charges ranging from drug possession to illegal possession of firearms. Stemming from a series of burglaries in Covelo, Mendocino deputies arrested Gabriel Bowes, as well as the person who was harboring Bowes. A search warrant was served at a Henderson Road residence, and deputies were able to locate Bowes, who was wanted for a probation violation, and a firearm was located at the house as well. Bowes was booked into jail for the warrant, as well as being a felon in possession of a firearm. The owner of the residence, Sammy Leggett, was booked on harboring charges, but was later released. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.